best known in this country as being part of the Troika of a decade ago, which oversaw the country's bailout. But today the IMF is singing from a different hymn sheet, it would seem. In its latest report on Ireland, it's urging the government here to increase taxes to spend more on affordable housing, childcare and education. Our economics correspondent Robert Short has been looking over what the IMF has been saying. So what is their message, Robert?
Well, Brian, as you mentioned, definitely singing from a different hymn sheet. The IMF as an institution has been, it still believes governments need to balance their books, but it's been shifting away from that sort of strict austerity message and paranoia about inflation that many people associate with the IMF. And in Ireland's case specifically, they're very clear here. What they're saying is, in order for the recovery to be inclusive, and we know that COVID-19 basically hit the domestic economy much worse than it did the multinational dominated manufacturing and computer services sector, in order to bring everybody back, the government needs to raise new taxes to invest in things like social and affordable housing, in education, vocational training, and in making childcare more affordable. It's warned that we can't rely on some of the receipts that we've been getting from corporation tax over the last several years. We know the rules there are changing. And here's what Khalid Sakar, who is the IMF chief of mission to Ireland, had to say about that.
The 10 largest MNEs are responsible for 50% of corporate tax income. So this needs to be diversified. Number two, addressing the medium-term challenges, the pre-COVID challenges that that Ireland faced pre-COVID will require more spending.
So it's very clear they're saying we will require more spending. Now, up until now, the government has said that in the recovery they envisage over the next several years, that the economy will do much of the heavy lifting. In other words, they don't see the necessity for increasing taxes. The IMF is actually very clear. They're saying in order for the recovery to be inclusive and sustainable, we will need to raise new taxes to broaden the tax base, and we will need to invest in all these kind of services. Just this lunchtime, both the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, and Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, issued a statement welcoming the IMF's report. Pascal Donoghue saying that beyond the immediate recovery, we must now start to think about addressing the longer term structural issues within the economy. He mentions the ageing population, the challenges of moving towards a carbon neutral economy. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about this as we emerge from COVID. And obviously, as we know from the current very topical issue of housing, there are lots of things about the economy that were basically put on ice during COVID, but it's very much back in focus now.
Very good, Robert Short. Thank you for that.